This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know this isn't probably easy for you all to hear, but some of you are really being complete. I can't say the word on air. I could type it maybe on social media, but you guys are being complete jerks. And even there's even a stronger word that I'd like to say. And I find it very interesting how you would think this would be the time when we'd all be kind of bonding and we'd be like, you know, having each other's back and being nicer. And it's almost like lynching or, you know, jumping on somebody or flipping them off or whatever is now okay. It's now behavior that is considered allowed and tolerated. So I have tons of examples. I mean, in one weekend, I can't tell you how many people were just complete jerks. I mean, just jerks. And they didn't even know who I was. Even people who knew who I was. So I had to go to the pharmacy. Okay, so you know how I'm on Vagifem, right? Yeah, okay. Well, apparently it comes in those boxes. And so I go to the drive-up at Walgreens, and Walgreens, they give you those. God, do you guys remember banking? God, there used to be something, there used to be this bank in Nevada that had an F in it, like an F. It wasn't FBI, but it was some F bank, which people probably use the F term so much. It's like, you know, let's just have the term F with the bank. But anyway, and you would open it up, and then you would put something in, and it would go through like a vacuum. So Walgreens has this. They have two windows. They have one window where you go up and you open the window, and then you have another window where you pull out this vacuum sort of contraption from futuristic 1960s. So I put in my ID and all that, you know, and they go, you know, ma'am, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm here for my vaginal estrogen insert. Alright. So anyway, they go, okay, you know, apparently they're big. Okay, apparently because you get a lot. You need to come inside and pick it up. Okay, and I'm like, fine, I had a mask. I was good. I follow the mask rules. Okay, I'm a doctor. I've been wearing masks for years. I can dig the whole mask thing. I get it. So I go, so I park, and I park in a proper parking place. I go in, you know, and everybody just, you know, they kind of look, and I don't know if they look at me because they recognize me, if they just kind of look at me because, you know, they think I had a, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I talk to myself a lot of times, and I do, I talk to myself. So I'm sitting here because I'm in a hurry, and I had to, because the boxes are so big, it doesn't go through the whole vacuum thing, so I had to, like, park, get the mask on, go to the pharmacy. So I must have been talking to myself, saying, gotta get my Vagifem. Gotta go to the pharmacy. Go to the, you know, and I talk myself through things I have to do. Put on the mask, a Vagifem, then I gotta go and get this, whatever. So I go and I get it. I get the boxes. So I scream to the pharmacist, thank you for my Vagifem. And then I go and I run. And I have my little boxes. You know, I run into this guy, really nice guy, go, I got my Vagifem. He's like, great. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, everybody's cool. Well, I start pulling out of my car, and another car is coming, and I try to pull out, and I'm not very, very good at reverse when I drive. I am really good at going forward. I'm not good at going reverse. So I start to reverse, and I'm looking both ways. I'm looking around, you know. You know how the Vagifem is like in the truck. I can see around it. Okay, so I'm pulling out, and I decide, because there's this car behind me that's going to be in the right lane, and now another car is turning, and he's kind of in my left. I go, you know what? I'm just going to, rather than be on the right side of the road, I'm going to be on the left. So I pull out, and I think it's easier for the car who's waiting for me to be in the left. Now, he looks like a baby boomer, and I love the baby boomers, but the baby boomers get upset about different things than the millennials do. I have ticked off baby boomers, and I've ticked off millennials, and you have to know who's behind the wheel. Apparently, baby boomers don't like you going on the left side of the road. Baby boomers like rules and laws, and they like, okay, you're on the right side of the road. So when I did this to help him, he brings up his fist, he starts pointing at me, and I'm like, look, you don't understand, I'm pro-boomer, I love boomers, you don't understand, I love you guys, and he's starting to yell at me, and I'm like, look, all I'm trying to do is this, and then the other car behind me is like, you know, what's his deal? I go, I don't know what his deal is, but I had to go on the left side of the road so he could go into the parking place, so I'm now getting all flustered. Meanwhile, I took them boxes, I just tied all over the car, and I, like, get out of there, and I'm like, gosh, Okay, that was one thing. Then I go to the drive-thru. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. Okay, now I want some carbs. Now I want some junk food. So then I go to the McDonald's. I'm not going to tell you which McDonald's. So now I'm in the McDonald's, and I'm going up trying to get my McDonald's, and I make my order. And I order no onions, because onions, as you know, I can't digest them anymore. I love onions, but they give me gas. I didn't have any Beano because I had to go pick up the Vagifem. So I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru going, okay, hi, you know, I'd like, you know, a quarter pound of cheese and no onion. And for some reason, they just didn't get the order, and I had to keep repeating myself. And then finally, I'm like, you know, oh, it's okay. Can I just drive up and give you the order? They got mad that I drove up to give them the order in person. Now, maybe it's because they couldn't hear me through my mask, because I wore the mask just in case somebody got mad that I wasn't wearing the mask. So then I go up, and then they couldn't understand me. So I pull down the mask to tell them my order. Like, ma'am, you have to wear the mask. I'm like, okay, you know what? Screw this. Screw this. You know what? I'm going to insert two Vagifems so I'm in a better mood. You guys can all just, you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm just kind of frustrated. Social media. There's in journalism, we like to report and we like to, what's the word? Provide a culture for discussion. You know, let people kind of talk about things or whatever. I can't tell you how many people were mad that I brought up issues with the masks, or I brought up issues with, with people debating, you know, Star Spangled Banner or kneeling or whatever. And people are just getting meaner and meaner. And I, you know, you guys just kind of, you know, take a step back here, okay? I mean, you know, the poop hasn't hit the fan yet. I mean, if this is how you all are acting with coronavirus and mask mandates and the economy the way it is, wait till the poop really hits the fan, which unfortunately can. And if you guys don't have your acts together, I mean, look what's been happening the last 3 months. Buying up all the water, buying up the toilet paper, buying up the sanitizer. Everybody is every man for themselves. I've even had friends start getting grumpy. And I'm like, okay, guys, like, I know it's a bad time, but this...
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so nothing is ever simple, okay? This no mask, no service has gone viral. Being able to refuse service for somebody not wearing a mask has been kind of a sticky point for some. You would think it would be simple. You would think it would be absolutely simple. All right, guys, you wear a mask. Don't come in if you're not wearing a mask. And when governors and state officials put that out there, a lot of people commended it. You know, most of us in the medical community are like, yeah, you know, it's a barrier. Use it. Okay. You know, and as a doctor, I've worn masks most of my life. I'm fine with it. I'm comfortable with it. I mean, now we're having some wildfires Sometimes it helps, sometimes it hurts. I'm having people say they can't wear the mask because the wildfire smoke. We'll have to talk about that also. But my allergies are up anyway. But I'm pro mask, but I understand that those of you re-wearing your masks or sucking on your masks or the mask, you know, being dirty, you know, aren't probably doing their job. But guys, if our state officials want us to wear the masks, okay, do your best, okay? However, with anything we do in government, okay, see, it's interesting. When government says to do something and they think it's easy and it's very powerful and it's very ubiquitous, it's just four words, people, no mask, no service. Politicians tell themselves that was easy. This was easy. We got people to do something that, you know, is for the better good, and look how easy and simple. Politics is easy. Okay, well, then what happens is 24 hours goes, and then 48 hours goes, and then all of a sudden you start to hear the guys, it's not that easy. You know, this is why I don't run for politics, because I have these stands, these opinions that I think everybody would agree with, and then no, people don't agree. It's amazing. You know, you have people on the right and the left really split on this mask issue. You have liberals that are very, very pro, very, very anti-mask. You have conservatives very pro-mask. And people were saying, oh, it's a right and left issue. It's not a right or left issue. Everybody has their own opinion on the subject. Same thing with schools. We're going to talk about schools reopening. You have some people that are very, very pro-mask, but they also want everybody in the schools. They want schools back to 5 days a week. So you can't judge where a person is going to fall on this whole spectrum of opinions these days, depending on how they might be politically, you know, leaning. All right. So what could possibly be going wrong with a no mask, no service mandate? Well, all right. Minneapolis bakery has had to apologize because they have been branded all over the internet as being racist to Muslims. Why? Well, because a lady came in with a hijab and only her eyes were showing, nose and mouth were covered. But the lady at the front desk, or the lady who was supposed to serve her, was told no mask, no service. So she's doing her job saying, I can't serve you. No mask, no service. She even said the same four words. And so the lady in the hijab was like, I have a face covering. This is allowed. And you could see that the person behind the counter was tense, and she just kind of walked away like she didn't want to deal with it. Now, that went viral because, you know, it got videotaped and it went all over, and I saw on message boards, you know, that there's racism against Muslims and things like that. And so the bakery got on, you know, tried to stop the PR mess from getting worse, saying, look, we apologize. We don't, you know, I don't know if the employee got fired or not. But that's just one example of something that's going on here. What does that signify? Well, it signifies that we have people behind the front counter. They could be 16 years old. They could be English as a second language. They don't understand the laws. Remember, these people aren't law enforcement. So governors can say no mask, no service, and we doctors could be like, yay, this is awesome. But unfortunately, you have this. I apologize. My Facebook Live just went out, and we were trying to cover it. I apologize. Let me get our Facebook Live again going. I apologize, people. I know. Well, it's because I like to, you know, here we go. We have to make sure everybody gets this. Okay. So while we're getting reset up. So what we're saying here is we have, unfortunately, people who are not law enforcement that have to now enforce a law, even if doctors and medical professionals and a lot of people and the majority of the people are like pro-mask. Okay. We're asking non-law enforcement to enforce these laws, and they don't even understand the laws. So a lot of people have kind of argued with me about these face masks, saying, you know what, you are allowed to refuse service to anybody. Everybody's supposed to wear a mask. And I'm like, no, but the governor said that if you have a medical condition, you don't have to wear the mask. See, a lot of business owners don't know that. A lot of business owners don't realize that kids don't have to wear the mask, depending on what state you live in, maybe kids under 9 years old. So the problem we have here is we're enforcing a law that we don't even understand. No mask, no service is supposed to be very, very simple. But you have people confusing a hijab with what could be a face covering, which, by the way, can also be an insult. Okay? I mean, you know, a garment that you wear for your culture should not be called a face covering, even though it could be used as such. So the point I'm making is you have people that don't, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. You know, if they're following the law to a T, no mask, no service, and refusing service because you're not wearing a mask, but you're wearing a face covering, it's all over the internet before you could get an attorney to go, look, they're right. The business owner was right. I don't know if you guys saw what happened at Trader Joe's. There was a female that had been in Trader Joe's. This whole thing confuses me. This was in California. Witnesses said she was wearing a mask. She was, and it's so stupid that we're wasting all this time debating this, but it shows you how we kind of have an issue here. She's wearing the mask outside to get into Trader Joe's. Once she's in Trader Joe's, for some reason, she removed her mask. In the video, you see people, you see employees jumping on her, all right? I mean, nicely. And she starts to get surrounded, and so she gets mad. She throws her basket down, and she says she has a medical condition. She doesn't have to wear a mask. Somebody's videotaping, so she yells into the camera, and then she leaves. And so, you know, people have been kind of making fun of her, and they're calling her a Karen, which we really need to stop because there's a lot of Karens out there that are like, where did that come from? We'll talk about that too. So unfortunately, you have a scene where it looks like Trader Joe's lynched somebody, even though they didn't. It looked like somebody wasn't able to shop or whatever. She didn't wear a mask, so now she's all over the internet looking like she's trying to spread disease. And it's because no mask, no service isn't as simple as it needs to be. Now, Trader Joe's, luckily there were 3-4 workers. But, you know, when I did fast food, when I worked in fast food, if somebody blew their nose on a napkin and they left it on the table, did I tell them to clean it up? No, I was scared. I was like, you guys go, I'll clean up your mess. You left a straw, that you used straw, you used napkins, I'll clean up your table. It would be nice if they cleaned up their table, but no, I cleaned it. This is different where we are asking people, you know, we are asking people to do something that the governor asked, and we're not law enforcement. You see how this gets a little tricky? And so, you know, I don't know what the answer is because I personally would love barriers. You know, when somebody asks me, do I think all these masks that people are wearing are protecting, you know, and saving lives? I can't say that because I know people are reusing their masks. I know some of these masks are dirty. You see the makeup on the mask. You see people sticking them in their mouth. So I can't say that they're working 100%, but I like the idea of a barrier. And I am pro-mask for that reason. But you government really needs to provide some guidance on what happens to these businesses if somebody does not want to wear a mask. Because I think the courts are going to revisit this, and I think there are going to be lawsuits. And when a bakery who was following the rules, but their employee didn't understand that a hijab counts, all right, whose fault is that? Does the employee deserve to get fired? Does the boss deserve to be, you know, ridiculed all over the internet? Does the poor woman in the hijab need to be, you know, discriminated against and not being able to get food? It's a mess. And so before any other government official decides to just throw something out there, you need to provide guidance or have somebody else enforce the law. Telling businesses, well, this is now what you have to do, it's really hard to retrain a bunch of people. The other issue I'm getting from people is apparently business has died down for a lot of places. And so a customer walks in. They finally have a paying customer. Do they really have to deny that person because they aren't wearing a mask? People are already operating on fumes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Liberties is holding a hearing on violence against protesters and journalists. Republican Ranking Member Jim Jordan from Ohio is criticizing Democratic leaders across the United States for shutting down houses of worship but allowing mass protesters during the pandemic.
For the past several months, we have seen Democrat mayors, Democrat governors tell American citizens you can't open your business, you can't go to church, you can't buy a gun, you can't go to your loved one's funeral. But somehow when it came to the protest, it was all different.
The Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that would have required abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices on the court in the decision, granting abortion advocates a surprising victory. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she agrees with presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's assessment that mask usage should be mandated on a federal level amid the surge of coronavirus cases across the United States. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says the feds aren't able to mandate such a thing.
Well, the federal government certainly can't do it because the federal government is not charged with public health or public safety. That's an area, Melissa, that is reserved by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution for the states.
Napolitano continues on Fox News, though, that the feds are able to do something.
The federal government can recommend it. Its scientific arm, the CDC, can recommend it, but it can't be compelled.
A man is dead after another shooting in Seattle's Chop Zone. The gunfire erupted early this morning in the Capitol Hill District that left another person critically injured. It's unknown what led to the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. So the Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics, and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the liberals on this decision for a 5-4 ruling. So the court in its ruling reasserted a commitment to abortion rights, according to Daily Mail, over fierce opposition. And apparently, Roberts joined the liberal side of the Supreme Court, which it blows my mind that you have liberals and conservatives on the Supreme Court. You would think that everybody is, you would think that, you know, people would be going at it neutrally, but, you know. Apparently, there was a law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. And they say that violates the abortion right that the court first announced in the landmark Roe v. Wade case back from 73. Now, the White House blasted this decision as, quote, gutting a Louisiana abortion law, but held back from more comments from what we understand. And Kaylee McEnany, who people really, really love, she does her job pretty well. She goes, in an unfortunate ruling today, the Supreme Court devalued both the health of mothers and the lives of unborn children by gutting Louisiana's policy that required all abortion procedures be performed by individuals with admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. And I'll tell you guys what the big issue is with that, okay? States have legitimate interests in regulating any medical procedure, including abortions, to protect patient safety. Instead of valuing fundamental democratic principles, unelected justices have intruded on the sovereign prerogatives of state governments by imposing their own policy preference in favor of abortion to override legitimate abortion safety regulations, she says. So the 5-4 ruling represented a victory for Shreveport-based abortion provider Hope Medical Group for Women. Now, the measure had required doctors to perform abortions to have an affiliation with a hospital or admitting privileges. Now, why is that such a big deal? You know, So, admitting privileges are sometimes difficult to get. And they're difficult to get if the hospital doesn't want you. Now, why would a hospital not want a doctor? Well, they might not want you if you've had multiple medical complaints or multiple malpractice issues. They might not want you if you weren't able to pass your boards. But it also leaves room for a hospital not wanting you if they don't like what you stand for. And so if a hospital does not want to be affiliated with abortions, they may not grant you privileges. Now, where I think the discussion needed to be is where a medical board, let's say, I think this is more of a medical board issue. I know people think this has to do with Roe v. Wade, but this really comes down to, can a doctor who performs medical care on you, do they have to have this other affiliation? Now, according to a medical board, if a medical board, you know, has granted your license, if the medical board finds you deemed and qualified to perform something within your realm, that's on the medical board. However, there have been abortions that have gotten botched. And there have been abortions that unfortunately have the sequelae of heavy bleeding or infection. And so some of the arguments, again, this isn't just, you know, pro-abortion versus anti-abortion or pro-life versus pro-choice. You have medical professionals that sometimes have to clean up the mess that a botched abortion provider provided. So we had a employee years ago who was white as a sheet, and I asked her, you know, what's going on? She's like, well, you know, I had an abortion this weekend. I go, it was like the week before. And I'm like, take time off. You know, you need time off. Are you feeling okay? Whatever. She's like, I haven't stopped bleeding since. And so we got her into the hospital right away. We got her in with the gynecologist. Well, we tried to get a hold of the doctor who performed the abortion, and nowhere in sight. You couldn't, you know, and it was, I don't know, it was legally done, but the clinic was in a repurposed house. I don't really remember all the details, but we couldn't get a hold of the doctor, so we had to get her into the hospital. We sent her to the ER. Then we had to find a gynecologist that could do an emergency surgery on her. But I'm wondering if the other issue you have is you have doctors out there saying, look, okay, if somebody, let's say, messes up on somebody's abortion, or maybe it's not even a mess up. Maybe it's just an unintended consequence. Somebody bleeds or somebody has an infection. You know, things do happen. Not every procedure is perfect. We don't, you know, whoever performed it needs to be on standby and on call, ready to jump in. Now, you would think doctors would not, you know, would not have this, okay, you know what, it's your mess, you clean it up. Most of us physicians, well, no matter what, will jump in. However, when a lawsuit comes into play, a lot of doctors are noticing that if they do jump in and help and be do-gooders, they get drawn into that mess. And so if somebody, let's say, ends up, let's say you have a patient that ends up having an abortion, and again, this is rare, okay? Most abortions that are done are performed, you know, successfully. But let's say you have somebody that had something happen where they unfortunately become infertile. This goes to court, and everybody who worked on that woman's uterus gets drawn into this suit. So you have providers out there going, look, okay, don't call me if it was, you know, this sort of issue, because I don't want to be blamed for somebody becoming infertile. Like, you know, you'll have some doctors that say, look, we'll have to do an emergency hysterectomy. And then what if somebody argues, well, they didn't have to have an emergency hysterectomy. You could have done this, 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 and this and saved the womb. And they're like, but I was dealing with somebody else's procedure. So I see where the argument is. If somebody is going to perform an abortion, then they better be able to follow that person's care all the way through. However, demanding that that person has admitting privileges can be restrictive because some hospitals don't allow, they don't want you, or they don't want any more doctors, you know, a part of their hospital, or it allows room for bias and room for discrimination. So then you have a group of, you know, physicians who have their art, and their art might be abortion, and they can't now perform because of something that is not really regulated by a medical board, but could be at the whim of a hospital board. So I'm not saying I agree with the decision. I'm not saying I disagree with the decision, but it's one of those sticking points where we still don't have any clarity on the matter. You know, what if you have a hospital that doesn't, you know, that doesn't want to be drawn into a lawsuit, unless that's what needs to happen, unless there needs to be some sort of protection or some sort of law that says, look, if you have to jump in and help a patient that got, let's say, affected by somebody's, you know, somebody's outpatient procedure, you have some protection against malpractice. You can, you know, I don't know what the answer is, because I know a lot of trial lawyers aren't gonna like that. But so that's where we are right now. So somebody has an abortion clinic, they don't necessarily have to have privileges. If that person unfortunately does end up having issues, they get sent to the hospital, and then somebody else will take care of them. That's kind of where they're at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are seeing rollbacks on state reopening, and we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how in New York, Governor Cuomo will take away your benefits if you travel out of state and get COVID. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, and it's Vegas, baby, you know, and we finally have a holiday weekend where we'll get to be open, where the Strip is going to be open, there's going to be casinos open, and that holiday weekend is being very, very There's a lot of hope for that holiday weekend because many companies and stores and casinos in Vegas lost out on Memorial Day weekend. They lost out on Mother's Day weekend. Yeah, a lot of people take their mom to Vegas, right? Yeah. And then I won't make a joke about that. And then spring break. So the holiday weekends are huge when you're in a tourism town. Holiday weekends are huge for the beach. Holiday weekends are huge for bars. And it's not going to be huge for fireworks because apparently we got a lot of illegal fireworks causing fires. I don't know where the fire near my house started from, but I know in Utah, illegal fireworks possibly started some of those wildfires. They're battling a whole bunch of wildfires. So COVID cases are going up. The positivity rate, we talked about the positivity rate. Well, let's say you have a bunch of people taking a test. If a higher number of them are showing positive than the week before, it assumes that or implies that you are having more and more COVID cases. Okay? And there are more COVID cases. I was busy all weekend long. I haven't really taken a weekend off in a long time because of, you know, people calling in and people needing, you know, they were having issues with COVID. They don't seem to be as severe as we saw in March, but still, we're having people short of breath, people having fever, body aches, etc. Okay. So in Florida and in Texas, they're slowing things down. In fact, I think Florida's going to close the beaches for July 4th. Really hard to close a beach. That's got to be tough when you're living in a beach town and you can't get to the beach. And Texas is going to roll back some of the reopenings. I think in California, they're going to roll back some of the salons reopening and all that. But Governor Cuomo in New York, he's taken it a step further. All right. He had, and remember, he's a Democratic governor. So it's very interesting because he looks Trumpish on this. And he basically doesn't want you coming in and doesn't want you going out. Doesn't want people coming in and doesn't want you going out. So if you want to come to New York, you have a mandatory 14-day quarantine, which in essence is saying don't come. You know, because a lot of people go to visit family in New York, and for them to kind of sit around for 14 days just to see the family, and then you're kind of stressed going, oh my gosh, now I can't just get it over with. You know, when I see family, it's like, okay, hi, bye, get out in 24 hours. Now they have to sit in a room for 14 days pondering what's going to happen when they see the family. So that's basically New York's way of saying we don't want you. But he took it a step further. Governor Cuomo took it a step further with another executive order that said, look, if you do leave New York and you go to Nevada or you go to Alabama or Arizona or any state where they're grappling with higher numbers, you lose your benefits. Now, it's a little bit more, if we dissect it out, it's if you voluntarily leave. So, like, let's say you are, you know, forced to on a government mission go out of, those people are covered, you know, or let's say if you're medical, and I don't know if I know this for sure, but let's say, like, Arizona has been calling for family docs to come down there and help. And so maybe there's a group of doctors that are being asked to, you know, go down there and help. But the benefits get rolled back. Now, some people are like, wait a second. Okay, how does he have a right to mess with your teeth? He doesn't. It's not those types of benefits. Basically, what happened, and I'm not saying this to defend it, I'm just kind of reporting what this is back in March, Governor Cuomo mandated that employers add the additional weeks of paid leave, I believe up to 2 weeks if you are an employer of over 100 employees, five working days if you are a small business and you make either, you have 11 to 99 employees, and if you're under 10 employees but you're making over $1 million, you have to get 5 days sick leave. So governor mandated that these employers give that sick leave. Well, if you are healthy and the state is trying to get back on board and then you decide that you are going to go and enjoy 4th of July weekend in Florida, get COVID and come back, is that fair to the employers who are trying to reopen and now all of a sudden their workers are sick again? So the benefit, I apologize, my nose is running. We got wildfires and smoke and all sorts of stuff all over the place. So I believe what Governor Cuomo was trying to do is as they're trying to reopen and as they're trying to get their standings again and get their businesses open and start to go back to normalcy, if you have people leaving that little, and it's an experiment. I mean, we keep bringing up scientific terms, you know, where, you know, you have controls and you have variables and you have your fixed. So if you now have a even though it's not fixed, there's still variables, but if you have, you know, a closed off group here, and then you start to add additional variables that could bring in more disease, it starts to mess things up. And so Governor Cuomo starts putting up travel bans, which is something that Trump did, and everybody kind of jumped on him. So he's kind of showing some cojones with this. And I you know, will it work? Well, it might. I mean, New York is a big state. And, you know, I'm sure people, you know, sneak in and out. And I don't know how you can enforce a 14-day quarantine or how people find out if you went out of town. But the one thing we need to think about this, because again, when you listen to it, you're like, well, it makes sense. You know, I mean, these employers can't be always paying for your leave and be paid leave and you never coming back to work because you're traveling every couple weekends to a place that, you know, has COVID. I get that. And as an employer, it must really, really suck. So these don't look like state-run benefits. These are benefits that your employer has to pay. So he's trying to help out the employers, which I think is cool. But what a lot of people don't realize is grandma and grandpa might not have that many more months to live. And since March, they have been away from grandkids or their kids or loved ones. And we're coming into July. And so you start to wonder if somebody needs to realize, because I hear it, I don't know if the government officials hear it, but I hear it, where people want to see their grandma with cancer. Or the, you know, and everybody is so afraid of COVID, or they're so afraid of violating a law, or violating the travel ban, or having to be quarantined, you know, and they say, well, just do your Chromebook, or just, do FaceTime or Skype. It's not the same. You know, baby boomers, traditionalists, they like to touch. Younger people, us Xers and millennials, aren't really big touchers. But the older they do, they, you know, you hold their hand, you shake their hand, they like, especially when you're older, they like to be touched. You know, all I know is if I'm ever going to be a grandparent, God willing, I'm going to kiss that little grandbaby like to pieces. I'm like, oh, look, I can't do this. I'm going to be like all over that grandbaby. So what do you do when you're in the midst of this pandemic? So what I'm recommending to a lot of the, you know, people who have an elderly parent is to have that parent get their COVID antibodies. This way, at least you know if they're a virgin or not. If they're a virgin, you're going to have to really kit and glove around it. But if they've already been exposed, even though they could still get infected again, it allows a little bit more latitude toward if you're like, look, I don't know how much longer they're going to be there. I want our kids to see them. But, you know, these travel bans, again, they're easy to instill. You just say, guys, this is the law. This is what we're doing. But I think, you know, when you look at commerce, when you look at family, when you look at, you know, being closed down for a week or two is something. But we are going to be going into month number four. That's a problem. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about schools, okay? People are asking what's going on with medical students, what's going on with dental students, what's going on with schools. We'll talk about it. Apparently the pediatricians have given their 2 cents, a lot of cents, because pediatricians are smart. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.